Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Certain Girls by Jennifer Weiner, narrated by Julie Dretson and Rachel Botchin, and directed by Kay Ward. This book is copyrighted 2008 by Jennifer Weiner, Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 2008 by Recorded Books. Sassy, smart, and sharp-tongued Cannie Shapiro is back. 13 years have passed since her debut novel, a fictionalized and highly sexualized version of her life, became an overnight bestseller. Having quietly dropped out of the public eye and turned to writing science fiction under a pseudonym, Cannie's now happily married and preparing for her daughter's bat mitzvah. But that debut novel of hers is about to make an unwelcome comeback. And now, Certain Girls.
Part 1. Everybody Knows. Chapter 1. When I was a kid, our small-town paper published wedding announcements, with descriptions of the ceremonies and dresses and pictures of the brides. Two of the disc jockeys at one of the local radio stations would spend Monday morning picking through the photographs and nominating the Bow Wow Bride, the woman they deemed the ugliest of all the ladies who'd taken their vows in the Philadelphia region over the weekend. The grand prize was a case of Alpo. I heard the disc jockeys doing this on my way to school one morning. Uh-oh, bottom of page J6, and yes, yes, I think we have a contender, Jockey 1 said, and his companion snickered and replied, there's not a veil big enough to hide that mess. Wide bride, wide bride, Jockey 1 chanted before my mother changed the station back to NPR with an angry flick of her wrist. After that, I became more than a little obsessed with the contest. I would pore over the black and white headshots each Sunday morning as if I'd be quizzed on them later. Was the one in the middle ugly? Worse than the one in the upper right-hand corner? Were the blondes always prettier than the brunettes? Did being fat automatically mean you were ugly? I'd rate the pictures and fume about how unfair it was, how just being born with a certain face or body could turn you into a punchline. Then I'd worry for the winner. Was the dog food actually delivered to the couple's door? Would they return from the honeymoon and find it there? Or would a well-meaning parent or friend try to hide it? How would the bride feel when she saw that she'd won?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?